It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. And Larry has shoveled himself out, and he's ready to talk about the outdoors. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I am doing just fine. I am outside on my deck. I can see part of the deck, but mostly no, covered with snow. This has really been an amazing week. The word that I'm going to use is record setting. Now, that happens in a couple of ways. First, let's look at the first half of February. The first half of February came to an end on the 14th, and we had an average temperature at that time of about 19 degrees. That, compared to normal, is way above. And, well, it continued to go up after that. We also had a snowfall of virtually nothing. I think the Weather Service reported 1.1 inches of snow, and the same way, precipitation far below normal. Well, things change. February is known to have the ups and downs, and we saw some really interesting things this week. If we go back and look at the statistics of those four crazy days we had, 13, 14, 15, and 16, high temperature for the 13th was 46 degrees. The record for that date was 47. High temperature on the 14th was 47. The record for that date was 48. The high temperature on the 15th was 46. The record for that date was 46. It tied the record. The 16th, the high temperature was 47. The record for that date was 52. And so it didn't get close to it on that day. But nevertheless, they were amazing days. Not only were we seeing temperatures that warm, and the entire, including the low temperatures, we averaged for those 4 days 35.5 degrees as compared to about 17 as being normal. Not only were they clear, but they were mild and very little wind. And yet, got a wish that I was hoping for, and that is to sit in the sun out on the deck, which I did each of the 4 days. I really enjoy our Northland winters, and I think they're just spectacular. But one thing I miss is sitting outside in the sunlight, and that was one thing that happened then this week. Well, things changed. We went from the 16th, which was clear and mild, to the 17th, which was cloudy and windy. And then late on the day of the 17th, we had some freezing rain move in. A good way to remember that is to be out driving in it, which is what I was doing. And then after that, it turned to snow. And it was interesting, when I got home on the night of the 17th, there was no snow falling. But when I got up the next morning, we had a snow cover here, which I estimated to be about 6 inches. It varied tremendously. This was an amazing storm that way. It varied tremendously. Some places got only a couple inches, and then up the North Shore, they didn't speak in terms of inches. They speak in terms of feet. It was incredible. It was also accompanied by very strong east winds, and the temperature, which really wasn't that cold, in the upper 20s. That made the snow heavier and wetter than what we had been getting all winter. And when I went out to shovel it the next day, I definitely noticed that. So yes, that was a turnaround. Now, the statistics, like I say, are going to be hard to grasp because it was so different. But if we took the Weather Service to look at, there's about 8 inches in this whole storm system that started on the 17th and stretched into the 19th. There was about 8 inches of snow that fell. Now, this compares, as I said earlier, to only about 1 inch that had fallen earlier. February is never known as being our snowiest month of the winter, but maybe this time around we're going to have an exception. Also, the amount of precipitation that was in the snow, I was very glad to see that. The amount of precipitation was considerably above normal, and at this point in the month of February, we are wetter than normal, which hasn't happened for a while. So, wow, what an incredible time. Now, as I said, record-setting. We not only tied a record for high temperature on the 15th, we also set a couple of records. Record number one, was the most amount of snow ever recorded on that date of the 18th of February. Now, if you think about that for a while, you think, well, we didn't really get that much, did we? Well, as I said, February is normally a very dry month, and we don't get big snows. And along with that, it also set a record for the most precipitation on that date. So, yeah, we had some record-setting things happen this past week. Now, according to the forecast, it may not be over. We might be getting a little bit more. But I looked further into the forecast, and it looks like the last week of February, we are going to get temperatures more normal. We may even reach near zero for a low again. Other things of note, we are, as of the 18th, we are at 10 and a half hours of daylight. Sunrise is shortly after 7 o'clock in the morning, and sunset is shortly after 5:30 in the evening. 10 and a half hours of daylight. We're moving rapidly this next week to reach 11 hours of daylight by the end of the month. And we are, in about the middle of the week, we are going to start having sunrises before 7 a.m. Now, other things are going to be happening. It's a little bit hard to believe this, but in only two weeks, we get to daylight saving time. That happens on March 8th. And what that's going to do, that's going to make those early sunrises of before 7 o'clock in the morning, it's going to make them a little bit later. So we'll see what that has to offer. And then in about a month, once again, things moving along quickly, about a month we have the vernal equinox, which comes this year on March 20. And birds have been interesting. With this mild weather, they change. And I found it interesting to note that during the snows on the 18th, I had 9 kinds of birds show up. And 2 days before that, when it was so mild, only 3 kinds of birds showed up. When we get mild temperatures and we have clear skies and so forth, the birds really let us know they don't need to come to our bird feeders. They kind of take a break and go off and feed somewhere else. When the conditions get difficult, like the snow, they'll turn around and they'll come back to us. And as I said, 9 kinds on that day, followed the previous day by only 3 kinds. Then there's those early migrants. There has been a reporting of a number of cases of people seeing trumpeter swans. I had 2 sightings myself. I saw a pair flying one day, and then just a couple days ago, I saw 4 of them flying together. Trumpeter swans are a bird that was virtually completely wiped out from Minnesota a number of years ago, but they have come back, and they've come back very well. They're a very hardy bird, and they will stay as far north as they possibly can in the winter, as long as they can get to some open water, because they are water birds. When the mild conditions come about like this, I think they get eager to move back further north. And what I saw was a few of them flying. I didn't see any of them. But yeah, there is places open water, and if it's open to water, they will find it. Other early migrants, I think some of these crows that are showing up during the mild days are also early migrants. And be on the lookout, we may see some corn larks, various kinds of hawks. These all show up early. In addition to that, the bird behavior was different during the mild days. I had been hearing woodpecker drumming a big part of the winter, but this week in the mild days, I heard some woodpeckers calling, namely the red-bellied woodpecker. That sign associated with territory and breeding, but that shows the response of these mild days and the days that get longer. Also, the barred owls have been calling at night. Be on the lookout. There's plenty of other birds still out there. There's finches that are on the move, waxwings, crossbills, various kinds of other, perhaps even some sparrows that are active now, grouse and turkey. Yeah, so we have plenty of things going on as we get into late February, moving towards March. Among the mammals, I found raccoon tracks during those mild days. I did not see or smell any skunk, but I'm sure they were out. Following all this snow, they probably went right back to sleep somewhere. But as I said before, they'll probably be out again. During my walk this morning, I saw the deer and the squirrels were very active. Even though there was plenty of snow, they were still out moving around. It was interesting to note that During the days of the mild weather, the snow would melt during the day and then freeze at night, and so it would be real crusty. And it's interesting to note how many of these animals could just run across the top of the snow. Well, now they're back into the more of the normal conditions of going deep into the snow or maybe going under the snow. The flying squirrels continue to show up at night, and they're always a wonderful sight to see. They seem to be coming a little later than they were earlier. And finally, two other signs of the times. This is not too early to start looking for the little buds that open up on willow trees, the little furry buds that we call pussy willow, to start seeing those. I had a case this week of seeing a tree that was mostly open, those buds, and one that almost always is about the same time that we tend to overlook is the quaking aspen. I had another example of seeing that this week as well. So definitely things are happening. And speaking of trees, oh, I thought it was just beautiful during this snow that the spruces would hang on to the snow and they'd bend down. They didn't break, they'd bend down. Meanwhile, the trees that are around that don't do that had to rely on the wind to blow off the snow so the branches wouldn't break. So, yeah, things are happening. We're down to the last week of February, but don't go away. There's going to be more. So take care. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.